Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers, and sinners, porn stars, and girlfriends, boyfriends, and perbs, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I hear an amen? Can I hear an A women?
A women.
Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. And sex is what we talk about here on the Dr. Susan Block Show, broadcasting live from the Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant. And I got a hot show in store for you tonight, I think. At least that's what I have planned. But as those of you who know me know, the best laid plans may not get you laid the way that you planned. And we never know what's going to happen here on Radio Suzy One. Broadcasting live on the World Wide Web. Worldwide revolution. Worldwide sexual revelation in your hard drive. And we talk about all kinds of sex here. With all kinds of sex spurts. From professors to porn stars. Tonight, we're going to emphasize the porn stars. Yes, we have a platoon of porn stars. Some of the hottest porn stars in the porn world, in the world, which is now kind of leaking out of porn. The porn world is leaking out of porn into the real world. And there's all kinds of interesting people. Girls and guys. Girlfriends. Guy friends. In porn. And we're going to meet some of these interesting people that you might know. Some of them for the first time tonight. And some of them are returning to the Speakeasy after various hiatuses. So, gosh, well, I think I'm going to start my introductions. The theme of tonight, by the way, in a way, sort of, we're starting with, is the porn star experience versus the girlfriend experience. Or the boyfriend experience. Anyway, starting with the porn star experience, starting with a vision of just what looks like very wholesome beauty right now, but we know down below lurks the Twitter twat of a great and powerful porn star, and she is meow, Misty Dawn.
Hi.
Welcome to Radio Susie One.
Thank you for having me.
It's so good to see you.
You too.
And we were trying to determine what to call what we met each other at, which was Erotica LA just last year, but has now become Exotica.
Yes.
And we met at the beautiful booth of the great and powerful Joanna Angel. And you are one of the top burning angels.
Something like that.
Yeah. Something like... Do you have a title that you go by?
Nerd of porn.
Oh, okay. Not like fiery angel?
I'm just the super nerd of porn.
Super nerd. Right. Mm-hmm. You like video games?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Brandilio loves you for that. And other things as well, but that especially. Yes. And so welcome. I'm glad to have you here. I'm also very glad to have Mr. Kenny Styles.
Hey, Susie.
Hey.
What's up?
You are, baby. You were the one that started this show. Grace discovered you on the Twitter. And then all these girls sort of jumped on board. So what's up with that?
Oh, I don't know. I'm very honored to be here, you know. It's cool. It's my first radio show, actually.
Is it really?
No. Well, yeah, it is. Out here, yeah.
Wow, out here. You've done radio shows down there, or
I'm
somewhere?
I'm yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're from England? That's an English accent?
Yeah, from South London.
South London.
Yeah.
That's a specifically South London accent.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be South.
Right.
But I was born in Thailand, so...
In Thailand?
I'm Thai.
You are Thai, I know, and I heard that. My sister-in-law is Thai, my brother's wife. Right?
Okay.
And so I'm all excited because I wanted to show you this. Do you know what this does?
Uh-huh.
This is a Thai thing. Do you all know what this does? Okay. You gotta look at this video camera. It's not that big a deal with the still camera, but it's the action that's impressive. This is a Thai, what is it, a sex toy? It's just a novelty.
Yeah.
It's just a Thai deity or something. Here we go. There you go. It's basically pop goes the penis. Okay. They have a big sense of humor about, you know, sex in Thailand.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I don't know. I think it's quite realistic, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, yes, definitely. Definitely. That's you. I think you did the modeling, huh?
It's not true what they say, yeah?
I would say the proportions are correct.
Yes. That's right.
I'd probably say my arms aren't that long, but...
Right,
oh my
right,
God.
Right. The arms are a little long, but the distinctive phallus is quite in proportion for Mr. Kenny Styles.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, welcome to Radio Susie One. I'm going to put this down, so. Okay. And the prodigal daughter returns. Welcome back.
Hi, Susie.
Caden St. John. Hi.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Very good.
It's good to have you back.
I'm very happy to be back. I love
Are
you guys.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes. Good. Okay. Well, we're happy to have you back, and you seem to have jumped on board the Kenny Styles bus.
Oh, what's not to like?
Or are you driving the bus? Or who's driving?
Whole bus of what?
I think you're staying over in the hotel room.
No, I'm not.
Well, okay.
All right, maybe.
Okay.
I'll go with you.
See, I'm easy, and then I get my way. Yeah.
You always get your way.
Eventually. I have to be very patient, though. And I am meeting for the first time Mr. Vegas himself, Mr. Michael Vegas. It's Michael Vegas.
That's me.
Yes, and you're in the baby chair.
I am.
Yeah, you like
it's
that?
It's funny, I sat in this chair, and it just slowly started sinking lower and lower and lower. I'm like, That's because your penis is so heavy.
You know, that was my first guess, but I didn't want to assume anything.
So you are also a porn star.
I am also a porn star, fairly new to the industry, but things are going well for me.
And you're not from South London.
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm born and raised.
Vegas?
No, everybody asks that, but no, I'm born and raised in Huntington Beach, California.
Okay, close
He's a big
enough.
Stud muffin.
Misty
Grease.
Cadence has a very selective taste about men, so you must be, you know, pretty hot stuff.
Sweet.
Yeah. And over there, through the light, I see Amanda Blow. Very subtle name.
Oh,
there she is, right on
here.
That microphone, yeah.
Hi.
You look very sexy
Thank you
tonight.
Very much for inviting me back.
I did invite you back, and we've got, you know,
I know,
again,
you've got my husband over here. Like, what are you doing? Hey. You didn't tell me you were going to be here.
Oh, babe, you know.
Yeah, what's that?
Good work,
I let you go to a place, and then we actually
got
had
married.
We had a shot together, just a little short scene.
This
and
is
I got
a
to be his husband.
Marriage?
Yes, yes. I got to be his husband, or he was my husband, and he was lousy at it, but hey, he was good at the fucking.
Was he? Okay.
I didn't get the fucking, but I didn't get paid for it. I happened to be at home, and they needed an extra.
Oh, well, that's
when I was
very
living
good
at
of you
Nick
to
Manning's,
volunteer.
Right? Uh-huh. It was at Nick Manning's, right?
Yeah,
I lived out at Nick Manning's, and I kind of got extra help and work because of that.
Did we?
No, we wanted to.
No.
Did you what? Get married?
Fuck.
Oh, you didn't have sex.
No, we didn't.
No.
We
what
no.
did you do?
We were married. I was boring, and that's how I had to be. That's what I got paid for.
Right.
Being a boring lady. Letting him in to be taken care of from other women. I let him go.
Okay, so you're in a scene with him
yes,
as
exactly,
his wife, and then
exactly.
you let him go so that he
basically,
can
I got
woman.
A knock on my bedroom door, and somebody said, hey, this a girl didn't show up. Can you be this, you know, this wife? I'm like, all right.
Oh,
and it was
okay.
It happened to be for him, and so we had to come in the door, ding dong, and it was cute. It was cute. That's how I met him. So, hey, what's up, baby? I
cute
thought
meet.
Was
what's
you.
Up?
Okay. Well, now you all know each other.
And by the way, your dick over here.
My dick.
We have
my tie dick.
I have somebody here. Yes, that's Bon Johnson. He can definitely show that up.
Bon Johnson. Okay,
yes.
So he's got the arms as well.
Yeah. I didn't see. I didn't notice arms. I was looking at other things.
Right. Well, yes. I'm very excited about the. The delicatessen possibilities here tonight with the, you know, huge sausages that I'm...
Oh, huge.
Yeah, around. And
nice,
that's
nice
really
sausages.
Exciting. You know,
meat.
It's very exciting. But before we look at the sausages and sample...
the meats?
The meats.
We're at the meat market.
Let's talk a little.
I like the meat market.
Yeah, you guys are the victims.
The victims. Oh, mm-hmm. Cadence.
I like that.
What language you use. But Kenny likes that because Kenny has a fantasy that he's going to be kidnapped here on the show. I read about it on his quite well-written blog.
I don't know if it was a fantasy. I was just like, if no one hears from me on Monday, then send out the search party because... it's going to be an intriguing show.
Well, I consider that a fantasy. Remember, I'm a therapist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so,
I consider
you know,
it a fantasy
I,
as well.
I see under, you know, these little jokes and warnings and things.
Innuendos.
What you're thinking.
I say you better SOS right now.
Take his phone.
Put the GPS tracking on yourself.
There is, like, I don't know if the listeners actually are aware of this or not, but there is actually a cage.
Oh,
at Susan
it.
Blocks, right? And
there
we're
is,
locked in,
right? Well, you know, in a way, yeah. Because
yeah.
There's a cage right behind you, and you can't get out unless we let you. That's true. That's true. I mean, we'll let you.
Oh, the possibilities.
Yeah.
Like there's two cages.
We'll let you, won't we, LAPD?
Yeah, of course.
They know we'll let you. You know. But it's there. It is there. There's a cage, and there are whips and ropes, and actually Bondage Dave is here tonight. And speaking of cages and stuff, yeah. So all kinds of possibilities are here. But I want to know more about you and what the porn star experience is for you. Why do you all choose to pursue your sexual life through porn? Because I consider it really a lifestyle choice nowadays. I mean, in my day, the hippie-esque times, or the actual hippie times, the 1970s, I guess, is hippie times. And that's another thing from Kenny's blog. Be careful what you write, because I remember when I read it. But, you know, it's like porn was very popular. But people would just kind of fall into porn, you know, kind of by accident. They wanted to be a quote-unquote real actor, and that didn't work out. So, you know, then they'd find they could do porn or something, and then they go, wow, what am I doing? I've got a cock in my mouth, or, you know, but or a gun to my head or something, you know. But, you know, that was the Linda Lovelace thing, right?
Yeah, a lot of the female stars didn't like sex. They just did it for the money.
Well, right. They said that. That was required to say that.
Nobody liked it.
Right.
You know, but I do it for the money.
I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's the way it was.
That's what they said. And, yeah, I mean, you could not believe it, but I think on a certain level, they were in porn kind of by accident. They didn't, like, tell their guidance counselor in school, this is what I want to do. You know,
it wasn't like a choice. Like, you were like, you know what, I'm going to be a porn star.
Right.
And then go into it.
So, did you make a choice, Misty?
I actually, I wanted to explore fantasies, and I felt it was a safe way to do so.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, I didn't really totally know that, but, you know, it is like a sexual lifestyle choice. It's a way to explore your sexuality and, you know, get paid.
Remember how we had to have the aims? I like the safety thing that she just mentioned. Remember, I had the whole, I want to suck a cock, but I need the aims.
Oh, right.
So everyone is looking for this aim card, and I was being looked at.
Amanda needs papers.
I want papers.
Amanda was demanding
papers. If you don't have
papers,
papers, please.
Yeah, thanks, Ames.
I want to see your papers.
She was on a show with us a couple weeks ago when we had many more girls than guys.
Great. It was so hot.
But there was a cute guy, you know, DJ Juicy J.
Juicy J,
right. And he was certainly willing to pull his cock out and get it sucked, but he didn't have papers.
And he, you know.
There's nothing sexier than a fresh aim test.
Seriously, no worries.
Wow, that's an interesting way to look at it. Yeah.
Take care of yourself. Keep clean. Get your tests done.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, yeah, somebody was saying to me that, you know, if you're going to swing, it's best to do it with porn stars because they're checked all the time.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, because most swingers, I mean, who's going to check them? How do you check them? I don't know.
Kind of a bum kill to the foreplay.
Yeah, who's talking? Somebody's talking off of the microphone.
Oh,
see, yeah, you have to get on the microphone or you don't exist.
Susie.
This is
Bond.
Radio.
And you know, it's like foreplay for the porn star to check the Ames test. That's kind of what we do to make sure we're all good to go. But you know, out in the bar, it's a little bit of a buzzkill and brings the momentum down.
Right.
So you find that it's a lot safer to deal with somebody in the business because you know they've got their stuff or they're not working.
So what about boyfriends and girlfriends? I mean, do you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend?
I'm seeing someone right now, but I dated someone. Oh, I've always dated outside the industry. This is my first time within the industry. And outside of it, it's, you know, it's one of those things that guys always think they want. And then when you are that girlfriend, they can't handle it.
So that's very interesting. You're kind of this combination porn star girlfriend that a non-porn star guy might fantasize about having. But what does it come down to? I mean, give us an example.
I would say when a guy who's not in the industry or around it dates a girl that does porn, they get very insecure with it eventually. Mm. But if it's someone within the industry, you're like, hey, who'd you fuck today? Oh, I want to fuck them too. That's awesome. Tell me about it. Let's make a burrito and hang out afterwards.
Yeah, it's so business-like.
Well, she's also very domesticated.
I am from
Kentucky. She could be a housewife.
So, I mean, it sounds like it's much more logical and convenient to have a relationship with someone in porn, if you're in porn, right? But yet you want something that's outside of porn. I guess that's the natural instinct in human beings to seek something different. right. in life for excitement.
I like to stay at home and cook breakfast and go to work naked? And have sex and come home and fuck again.
Yeah. Do you do it naked?
You cook a sausage really good,
I have occasionally. Mm. I do. I make some pretty mean biscuits and gravy.
Oh, yeah, she does.
They're only mean when you have your bottoms off.
I may have made biscuits and gravy for someone here.
Oh, really?
That's how I get them hooked.
It was delicious.
I have a caller on the line by the name of Imtiaz.
Again.
I know, Imtiaz. Oh, you remember Imtiaz, yeah. Of course. Yes, Imtiaz, we met through Facebook, but now I am banning Facebook from my life. I hate Facebook. Facebook fascists. It's a little fascist state. It's like a little fiefdom. And I'm more of a Twitter person. I'm a hunter-gatherer. I'm not a farmer. Facebook's people are farmers. That's what I decided. Facebook is full of farmers.
Right.
And they're farming their land. Right. And I am a hunter-gatherer.
And what's his name? Twitter. What is the head of that nerd that's the head of that thing?
Zuckerberg?
Zuckerberg?
No.
Something like that.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. All right, let's talk to Imtiaz. We are going to, but dump your Facebook stock, even though they don't have stock yet. What do you have? You have some assets or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll get more on that later.
Delete your friends.
Yeah, delete your friends. Imtiaz.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Max. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Imtiaz?
Fine. How's Susan?
She looks great. She's sitting
across
from
me. Well, I'm here. You could say, how are you? You don't, I mean, why are you talking about me in the third person?
Well, because I thought I couldn't. I thought, Mac, I was talking to Mac. So, anyway, how are you, Susan?
Very well, thank you. I am looking at some lovely porn stars. Actually, beautiful and handsome, different people.
I also want to wish you a happy Rosh Hashanah.
Well, thank you, but that's next week.
Yes.
Right, but happy Ramadan to you. I don't know if you say happy Ramadan.
Actually, what happened is that
good Ramadan
ends, your holiday begins.
Right. That's some kind of Arab-Israeli thing, I think.
I don't know, but
it's like a wall.
You begin your holiday.
Right. No, it's just a coincidence that that's what happens this year, because they fall at different times. So, okay, Imtiaz, do you have a question for my guest?
That you introduced me to Anais Nin.
I know I did. That was last week's guest, though, Imtiaz. You got to catch up.
I'm just saying I'm very appreciative of that. Oh,
you're welcome. That was a great show with the Michael Phillips, the playwright of Anais, An Erotic Evening with Anais Nin, and Sonia, I can't pronounce her last name, who did a beautiful reading of Anais.
So who are your guests today, Susan?
Well, if you were listening, then you would know.
I just got on the phone, so I don't know.
Who you just got on the phone. Okay, very quickly, they are all fabulous, very sexy porn stars. Misty Dawn, Kenny Stiles, Caden St. John, whom you might remember.
Yeah, I remember. I met
her once.
Hi,
Imtiaz.
Yeah.
How are you?
He remembers you.
She's doing great.
I think I met her personally once.
And Michael Vegas. And Amanda Blow.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. How are you?
So we're talking about the porn star experience versus the girlfriend and the boyfriend experience. Now, you've dated porn stars, Imtiaz, haven't you?
No, I have not dated. Let me rephrase that, okay? I have not dated porn stars.
You brought Persia Monir here. That was like a date. That was a date.
No,
you're both single.
I'm not involved with her.
She's a great fuck.
Hot MILF, yeah. He brought her here.
Yeah, but he's not involved with it.
Oh, okay. Right. As friends.
Just friends.
So much better that way.
I'm a good friend of Jane Hamilton's also, but I'm not involved with
her. Right,
her,
Jane
know?
Hamilton. You brought her here, too. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. You're going out on these platonic dates with porn stars, okay? What's that about?
Well, Jane's a very bright woman. I mean, I think Jane's a very intelligent person,
There's a lot of intelligent... You have to go into the porn world to find intelligent women?
Very cool women.
I guess so.
I have to say, very cool women, that's for sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Open and just all about realness.
Is that it? That she's open to you, MTIs?
No, I think that, Jane, I didn't meet through the porn world. She was a friend of a good friend of mine in Las Vegas. And Jane happens to be a very intelligent woman whom I enjoy her company, and I've taken her out several times. And Persia is from Iran, she's half Muslim. So
well, that's true.
Something in common,
Which half is Muslim?
I think her dad.
Her father's a Muslim.
Her dad, yeah.
I didn't mean that.
Just the left
side. All right, so Imtiaz, do you have a question for my guests, or did you just want to talk about yourself?
No, I can't talk about myself.
I like the way he talks.
he's a porn star. Yes, he wants to talk about
himself. He's got a great accent.
I really do, you know. And my question is the following. I've had the pleasure of having, you know, spent a fair amount of time with three porn actresses. Persia, Jane Hamilton, and Kay Parker.
Kay Parker? You went out with Kay Parker?
I know Kay Parker for many years.
And you haven't brought her here?
No, she's
taboo woman?
Very religious these days.
So what? Bring her here anyway. We had Betty Page on when she was religious. We did.
Anyway, I've had a chance. Well, I know Kay very well. I've known Kay for many years, you know. In any case, I've known these three women over the course of, you know, the last several years. And I have a totally platonic relationship. No sex involved, okay? However,
work on that.
At times, I have second thoughts. But then I restrain myself because I think I'll blow the relationship if I change it. You think I've got the right approach?
Equipment. All right, do you think that Imtiaz has the right approach? I see Kenny furrowing his brow deeply.
I really can't hear him.
No. Well, okay. Yeah, he's dating porn stars but not having sex with them. So he says, and let's just believe him.
Okay.
Why would I lie to you, Susan?
I don't lie to you about these things.
Okay. He does not have sex with these porn stars. Let's just take him at his words. Because a lot of people have a hard time believing
you. Do you
want to
have sex with the porn stars?
Yeah,
no. Like, is he doing that because it'll make him feel more special because he's showing that he's not just after them for sex?
I bet he's shy.
Interesting. What do you
think?
It's
awkward sometimes, too, because you want to have sex, so when someone's, like, holding back, you're like, I do porn because I like having sex. Why are you not having sex with me?
What do you think, Imtiaz?
Like, it might be an insult or it might be a compliment, either way.
Is it because you want that certain specialness, like Cadence mentioned, that you want to be special? Or, like Misty mentioned, is it because you want to have a certain power over these porn stars that, you know, basically get sex all the time?
No, I think in my mind, it's a combination of things. I think that, you know, if I have sex, which is highly unlikely at this point because my relationship is pretty established, I think it'll change the whole complexion and I won't have the same comfort level as I have right now.
Okay, so you are afraid. It comes right
that.
Down to
yeah,
fear.
That's
all it is. It's not anything to do with power or any of that exciting stuff. You're just afraid.
And that's okay.
Poor Imtiaz. I'm sorry for you. Feel the fear and fuck one of them anyway.
Do one of them.
Just pick one. Try it. You'll have the other ones as friends if the one doesn't work out.
I need to hang out with him. I've been having just the opposite trouble. I'm like, just
all the guys
want to
have sex with you.
I'm like, doesn't mean I have. My name is Amanda Blow. I agree, but hey, you know you gotta have your papers and
right.
I'm looking
okay.
for some good.
Imtiaz, Amanda would like to go out with you on a platonic date.
Platonic? You sound like you can do that.
No, I have no problem with that. In fact, I'm very good at that because I'm an interesting man. I'm not a boring person, you know.
We know that. That's why we're letting you on the air. But you're just interesting enough, Imtiaz, to say goodbye right now because we have
okay.
someone else on.
Yeah, we
on.
Have
but
to go.
You were very interesting, and we're all sitting here thinking about you now. And
nice
and you even got an offer for a date.
Yeah. Check out for Amanda
right.
Blow.
Right. I don't know. I don't think Misty wants to go out with you. She likes to have men who want to have sex.
It's true. I like to get fucked.
Yeah, okay. So, but Amanda's here. She would like to go out with a man that doesn't want to get blown just because her last name is Blow.
I want to blow
MTS.
A good quality MTS. Talk. It's not too shy. If you're shy, that's pretty hot, but not too shy.
Yo, listen, bro. Let's one more thing before you go. It's like, be about what you want, man. Just be straight up about it. Like, porn stars have seen it all before, so, you know.
Everything.
Just come out and say what you want to do.
Yeah, you've obviously proven that you're interesting enough that she keeps hanging around you, and she's a woman that does porn. Obviously, she wants to fuck.
That's
yeah. So,
point.
You know, you've already established that. Now, I think you could move it on to having some great sex. So I don't see any reason why that couldn't happen and, you know, remain as the guy who she's friends with and likes to hang out with.
I agree.
Fear, that's why.
Fear.
You know, and fear can mess you up, especially if you're a guy, right? When you're having sex, fear, hello. Okay,
I have to
Viagra,
give props to these
but,
guys.
You know.
That's awesome. Okay,
we got to move on, though, because...
Okay, nice to talk to you again. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take it easy. Bye.
Thank you, MTS.
Bye, MTS.
Good Ramadan to you.
Yeah, bye-bye. I'll see you next week.
Okay. Oh, great. Yes, yes, with Duxma.
Or Amanda Blair.
Dume, I don't know how to pronounce her name. Dume is coming next week with MTS, or they're meeting each other here. Yeah, another porn star. There's a whole new level of men who date porn stars and don't have sex with them. You know, there's all kinds of relationships in the new age, and I think that's a good thing because we're not all cut from the same cookie cutter, right? We're different, and not everybody has the same little relationship. I mean, when I was your age, everyone had the same, you know, you're supposed to just find, you know, a partner, get married, settle down, and have a family, you know, and that's it. Now there's all kinds of possibilities, which is probably a good thing for the planet, because if everybody has a family, then there won't be a planet pretty soon.
That's very true.
So, anyway.
I'm kind of sad that you don't have offspring, though.
Oh, be sad, but I probably wouldn't be as nice to you if I did.
Okay.
I'd be busy with them. So, you know, I mean, maternal qualities come out in different ways from a woman, and it's not always a good idea to have, your own offspring.
I have four offspring. Would you like them?
Really?
Yeah. Would you like to have them?
Okay, they're probably older,
all right?
Older I don't want them.
I tried to return them
Max,
when they were born.
Max, are you trying to give her a baby?
Actually,
no.
One of them is younger
than
you.
These are less trouble. They're already old and, you know. So
used up.
Okay.
I'm with you, Susie, and I just want to say really quick, for all the people that are out there that are green, they go green. They say that if you're green all your life and that's everything you do, from the beginning to the end, as much as you can do, the best thing you can do is not have a child in these days right now. And that is like a total fact. So I think it's great.
Yeah,
I don't
adopt.
Have any. I think adopt. Yeah. I was adopted.
Mm-hmm. I've adopted you, Cadence.
Oh, thank you. Can I call you Mama?
Absolutely. I get turned on from that.
Somebody help China out.
And you see, I wouldn't if I was a biological mom. I think I would be freaked
Amanda.
Out.
Amanda. You know. Amanda, we can still
I don't know.
Practice,
I think
though, right?
Like
I
a
think
kid from you would be
priceless. We should
priceless
get some honeymoon in. I didn't get
I'll
any
have
of that.
Just for you.
Okay. Awesome.
For you to take care of.
Why do you think I haven't had a kid? God.
Right. Let's have a party. We don't have children party.
All right, but nothing against the MILFs out there. You know,
I mean, we love MILF all the time.
You know, so.
I have a neighbor that I call Hot MILF Lady. I still don't know her name.
She is a Hot MILF Lady.
Yeah, she is.
That's what I get paid for.
I think we're
so
all
I
for
them.
Variety. Some people should have kids. Some people shouldn't. It's something, you know, that people should do what their heart tells them.
But if you're going to have them, don't put them on drugs so you don't have to take care of them, please.
Right.
Okay, let's not get into that subject.
Wasn't that the 90s? No.
Amanda has a way of bringing up these huge subjects when I'm just about to segue into something else. But, you know, it's an interesting way to keep a conversation going. But I do want to speak to someone who is actually a very good conversationalist and, in fact, a professional conversationalist as well as escort, well, former escort, and the author of a book, great book, lots of fun to read, called The Girlfriend Experience. My Fun and Adventurous Life as an Escort. And she hails from Kenny's country, jolly old England, and her name is Rebecca Dakin. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, Dr. Susie. How are you?
Good. I'm surrounded by porn stars.
I know. It sounds really fun.
It is fun, and we've only just begun. we've been talking about the porn star experience and the girlfriend experience in different ways, and we wanted your input, you being the girlfriend experience auteur.
Right. Okay.
So, tell us about you. You've been an escort for many years of your life. I guess you're a former escort now, although you're doing these platonic dates, which actually our caller that we just had might be interested in. He likes to date porn stars and then not have sex with them. So I'm sure he'd really like dating an escort and then not having sex with her.
Oh, yeah. Great date.
Yeah.
I worked as a girlfriend experience escort for 9 years.
And what is a girlfriend experience escort?
Pardon?
What is a girlfriend experience escort?
I think it means lots of different things to different people, but I think, I suppose nag them and give them grief like a real girlfriend would.
Uh-huh.
It's just, it's more kind of relaxed, I think. It's more like somebody who booked me and hired you to be a girlfriend rather than just as a sex.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to kind of travel quite a lot and stay at really nice country hotels, and it was kind of, it was just a little companion for the weekend and things like that.
You get to go out to dinner in nice restaurants, and you get to go to shows, and you have a bit of sex.
Yeah.
Right. And it's a lifestyle, I guess. It is.
Definitely.
It's definitely a lifestyle for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only reason I did it for as long as I could, because, for me, it was the social side of it was what really appealed to me. So I don't think I would have been able to do it for all those many years if it was just, I was just having sex with these guys. But I've got friends that are the opposite. They just want to, shag them and go. They don't want to hang out with them. They don't want to converse with guys. And I was quite the opposite. I liked to get to know the people that I was with.
Right. Mm-hmm. And tell us what there is such a thing in escort terms as the porn star experience. Are there real porn stars who are escorts, or what's what is?
They're not necessarily porn stars or escorts. It's more kind of a term that's used to say that as it would suggest that the meeting is really all about the sex, and it's often kind of shorter encounters. And generally no holds barred kind of experience.
No holds barred. Uh-huh. The porn star experience. Now, I don't know if I should ask this question because, how legal is this in England?
It is legal. I'm registered as a tax officer as an escort.
You're listed in the tax office as an escort. And do they, is it accepted that you're having sex, or what's the story there?
I mean, it's the same with any job, isn't it? If I have sex, it's because I've chosen to have it. It's always my choice. So I'm not actually selling the sex. I'm selling companionship. Inevitably, that happens, but that's not part of the deal. It would be illegal for me to kind of break it down and say, right, it costs about £500 for you to see me. If you want oral sex, it's going to cost another £100. If you want this, to break it down like that, I think would be illegal. But just escorting is a legal profession. But if you work for an agency, that's not, I don't think that's legal. It's just independent escorts.
Right, I gotcha. Very interesting. And, with your personality that comes through very strongly in the book, I get the feeling that you could possibly go out with a guy and then say, you know what, I don't want to have sex with you. Just like a girlfriend.
Oh, it happened, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Kenny, you look like you were going to say something about...
As long as I was treated well and they were hygienic, then we would have no problems. It was when people were rude to me or they did have hygiene problems that I just didn't, do anything.
Hygiene problems.
So they're lost, really.
Yeah.
Wow.
We don't get any money back.
We got a law in England. It's basically like you can't live off of immoral earnings.
You can't live off of immoral earnings. Is it really that language?
Right. But it's such a grey area. It's like, as an agent or a booker or something like that for escorting, you can get done for that, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But then what goes on behind closed doors between two consenting adults is between two consenting adults.
Right,
so
okay.
You're basically paying for the date and the sex... is
right,
an option.
Right, exactly.
How do you decide who's an adult and not?
Amanda, you bring up the craziest subjects. You do this. How do you decide who's an adult? I think you have an age for it, just like they do here. I don't know what the age, a certain age.
I mean, legally, a certain age.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But I mean,
18, it's illegal to be an escort any younger than 18. It's got to be 18 over.
So now,
and there are worryingly quite a lot of 18-year-old escorts.
Yeah.
But that's interesting that you can't make a living off of immoral services. Now, what about a porn star? How about the porn industry in England? Is there a porn industry in England?
Yeah, there is. But it's not considered that. It's considered you sign a model release. You're consenting to be part of the production and be doing the action activities that you're doing. So it's like, you're over 18, you're an adult, and you sign that you agree to everything. So in the eyes of the law over there, that's good enough.
Well, good for jolly old England. Sounds like it's pretty liberal about it. But I don't know. I don't know how much more liberal, or which is more liberal about this here. Who should we root for?
Well, certainly don't tell the LAPD this.
Oh, about escorts.
Right, about escorts.
They would bust a girlfriend experience.
They do all the time.
They do
actually,
all the time. Whenever they feel like
they
it.
They answer ads all the time for escorts to find out whether or not they're having sex. This is Vice, LAPD Vice.
They go through the meetings first, though.
They what?
Before they bust them.
Well, they bust them in all kinds of ways, actually. I sat in court one day watching these poor, actually, not even real hookers, but just ladies from Hollywood Boulevard who have just gotten off the bus, and they're hungry, and they're out of money, and they have this dream, and they get picked up by LAPD Vice. Okay? And
just
then they,
bad luck.
Yeah, it's really terrible.
Actually, the first time I did a shoot, actually, for Burning Angel, we got busted by Vice.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And I actually was put in a room for, I don't know, a good hour because they were like, you're underage.
How old were you?
I was 24.
They said you were underage and you had your ID?
Yeah. They had my first ID, and then Joanna had to get my second ID to prove that I was overage.
But you are very young looking, but still, that's terrible.
But, I mean, they were plain clothes. They, you know, somebody let them in, not on just being dumb. They asked for, you know, Shauna or whatever, you know, I'm here to pick up this person, and they were looking for permits and everything else, and they put us in this little registry, like, of porn people. Like, so we had to get pictures taken and everything
really,
else.
Really, you're in a registry, Cadence. Wow.
Well, they took pictures of all the models that were there and everything.
That's so what they did to
I'm
the Jews.
I'm sure I'm in about 10 registries, right?
That's nice.
Yeah, that's what they did to
yeah,
the Jews.
Yeah, round them up when they need them.
Round them up when they need to round them up, those radicals.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Well, I hope Joanna sued them.
I doubt it.
No, I sued the LAPD.
We did when they came in here.
And I got a very nice settlement, actually, that helped me build the speakeasy, you know, because they raided us for no reason. And they just wanted to, you know, kind of check things out, see what was going on, see if any hooking might be going on. You know, and of course, everyone was really afraid when these LAPD are walking around with big guns, and so nothing was going on.
We had about 24 of them sitting at the bar and walking around the place.
Not that we
they just
do
wanted
have
to come in and party.
Anything.
Yeah, exactly.
They did. They really wanted a party, and I kept saying to them, officers, why don't you come in when you're not working, leave your guns at home, and you can hang out, and we'll have fun. We'll all have fun. And
well,
they're like, well, yeah, we'd like to do that, actually, but, you know.
And me and my friend Jade were totally you know, messing with one of the cops, like, hey, you want some, you know, like, we were being assholes, because, I mean, it was ridiculous.
Oh, wow, well, that probably got you taken down and looked over even longer.
I don't know if Rebecca can, like, shed some light on this, but from the girls that I know, the working girls in the UK, they all tell me that a lot of cops come and see them anyway, you know, in the UK, so...
Cops?
I don't know. I've never personally seen a cop, or not one that's told me that's what they do. But yeah, I know friends that have seen them before.
I was actually
quite like the idea of them turning up in their kit, actually. Mm. But no, it never happened.
No, and you never got in trouble with a cop? I think you would have had it in your book if you did.
Yeah, no. But well, there was nothing to get into. I wasn't doing anything illegal, so...
Well, neither was I. But they raided me anyway. That's why I sued them.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes they,
you know, I mean, I guess it depends. Maybe the Bobbies are a little more careful than the LAPD, perhaps.
I was actually recently at a shoot where the fire marshal just hung out all day and took pictures with me.
Aww. Well, your hair's on fire, honey. Why not?
He had to check.
Actually, he had a big hose?
I didn't see it, but I'm assuming.
The fire marshals are usually quite nice. The firemen, too.
You know, he didn't have to spend, like, 5 hours checking out the same room either.
They're not there to bust you for anything. No. They're just, you know... Firemen more than a lot of people are like, hey, this is
see
great.
If you
look.
Got your stuff plugged in.
He
right.
was
it's
a
like,
fireman.
You're not going to catch on fire. Fire. You're doing great. Continue on. I want to watch.
You ever have a fireman as a John, Rebecca?
No,
no fire.
Like
mostly
I've
you
course.
Have business
stackers from supermarkets and government officials. But that's the kind of range. But no, I've never had a fireman or a policeman or an army guys. I've seen a couple of army guys.
Uh-huh. Now, we're talking about porn and girlfriend experiences as kind of lifestyle choices, I guess. As escort is a lifestyle choice, which I don't think it used to be in the old days, just like porn didn't used to be that. It was just something you fell into. But now it does seem to be a lifestyle choice. Do you recommend it?
I wouldn't like to say because it's obviously it's different for everyone. I certainly wouldn't recommend any girls under 25 to be doing it because I do think it's very risky. It can, you know, if you haven't got your head screwed on, it's quite a dangerous job to be in.
Yeah.
I consider myself.
I'll totally
young.
Agree with that.
I think it's
well,
the option a lot of girls take it for the same reason I did, because it's a way to earn some fast money. I mean, what other businesses can you actually kind of set up and run without having to kind of go to training for college or fork out loads of money with such great return, you know, on the jobs and stuff? So, yeah, it works for some but not for everyone, and I wouldn't like to say, yes, everyone should do it. It takes a special type of person to do it, I think, successfully and keep their head above water with it.
Mm. And
probably the same as it is for porn.
Well,
you know,
I know
we
are
a
special
mindset
types of
to be able to handle what's going on with your body. I think.
There's a whole different bunch of things to handle, I think, with porn. I mean, in both cases, you're handling being kind of different sexually, being out there, being more open sexually, and you know, of course, you have to deal with what your family has to say about it. I think that's similar. But porn seems to have this community of people that take care of each other to some extent.
I agree.
There's definitely a tight-knit community of porn.
Yeah, we know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, this whole group here sitting with me is an example of that. They seem like they've known each other for years, but they might not have. They just get very close through porn. And I don't know if the same thing is true of escorting. It seems more competitive and separate. But yes, it's more of something that you can just pick up and do.
I think. Well, I've got a lot of very good friends that work as escorts. So no, I think, you know, and I've even had friends in the same city that have been escorts. So of course there is always going to be a bit of competition. But generally, no, I've had some really good friends, and we all love to help each other out and give each other advice and things.
Yeah.
I've run complete strangers before that I haven't known.
But they're not the ones you're having sex with. You're having sex with these wild cards, these guys that you don't really know. Or if you choose to have sex with them, of course. I guess that's one difference. You know, that, I mean, the porn people, you're all sort of having sex with people that are all part of this kind of loose family of porn.
And you kind of end up shooting with some of the same people over and over, so each time you're like, oh, I've fucked you before, and I like this.
But I bet you must still have to have some sort of connection with that person. There must be some times where you don't want to work with a certain person. Does
that there's been a few people. There's been one that I was like, I'm not really attracted to, but he's a nice guy. But there's ones I'm like, I am so excited. I want to have sex with this person forever.
Yes.
Like, yeah, I'm here for work.
We know you're very hot and lusty, but tell us about the kind of, have you ever been having to have sex with a guy that you really weren't attracted to, and you know, but he's okay, he's not a bad person,
absolutely.
So you can't really complain.
Right.
So what do you do?
I definitely have.
You fake it.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do. It's a job.
You are an actor, actress.
That's exactly right.
And you know what? I never ask who the talent is. I just want to go because I want my own perception
I always Google them. I'm always like, ooh, really? Who is this?
See, I want to be. I want to get my own connection, go with it, and see what happens. But yes, and you just go with it. It's money, and this is our job.
Well, Cadence makes fun of me for being I'm able to calm down people that other people may have complained about, but when they're with me, they're just like, hey, afterwards, do you like want to go get coffee sometime or hang out?
Misty's just definitely this very personal person.
I'm from Kentucky, so.
And so your family in Kentucky, what do they think?
My mom knows. She's actually really supportive. I have plans after porn, you know. So it's not like, I'm just doing this for money and then see where it goes. I'm like, I'm using this as kind of research about myself and what I want to do eventually.
What is your plan after porn?
Well, I was in college for psychology. I just moved out here. I absolutely adore you and admire you. I would love to do something.
Would you like to be me after porn?
See, that's what I said. I would like to be, like, I think a relationship therapist specifically for people in porn, because I think it's something, when you date within porn, you definitely need someone to be like, okay, you need some help because your relationship is so far out of bounds that a lot of therapists don't understand. They're like, okay, you must have tons of issues because you're doing porn, instead of being like, this is actually just what works for me and I don't have issues. I just enjoy this.
Well, it's just like you said a minute ago, you're doing research on yourself, and I think that's incredible.
It is a good way.
Bravo.
And research on men, I guess, and women, you know, on your partners. You're doing research on these people. Well, it's interesting because I think this is the plan for a lot of young women, is to become sex therapists after porn, or maybe after escorting as well. And so I'm, for that reason, glad I'm a little older, because there would be a lot. There will be a lot of competition in the future.
There's no competition with you, girl.
No, well, then there's
no,
that.
There isn't.
There's not.
There's a lot of sexperts, though. There's a lot,
but
a lot of sexperts.
You are number one, and that's why we're here.
Exactly.
Well, and you certainly know how to get me to tell the camera people to focus on you.
Because you and your snake like me. Come on.
My snake.
I had a good time last time.
I definitely think, like, with the escorting and Rebecca, there's an element of therapy, like counseling, that the escorts do in the UK, especially, like relationship and sexual advice and coaching.
Well, I always say that the escorts are the sex therapists, and the porn stars are making the sex educational videos.
Right.
Because most purely sexual educational videos are kind of boring, right?
Seriously.
And most people learn about sex through porn these days. That's how we learn. So you porn guys have a lot of responsibility to teach. I'm not going to say the children, but, you know, teach the people.
It seems to me, like, just from the girls that I've known that have done escorting, or porn stars that do, they'll go out and do privates or whatever, so basically escorting, they end up working with a lot of gentlemen that are, you know, very well-established professionals, have a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that it's because they've spent so much of their lives doing, getting to where they are today. You know, they spend years in medical school.
Right.
And they just... they completely lack a social element because they've devoted so much of their life to that that they just miss out on everything else.
And women. There's only 24 hours in a day for everybody. So if you're going to spend all those hours, you know, accumulating a fortune or going to medical school, then you're probably going to be lacking in some other area, and that would be the social area.
You get to have
probably
a little bit of fun every now and then.
You know?
And it's probably hard for them to find someone that they can relate to in that way.
So Rebecca certainly knows about that, don't you? You've been a sex therapist to a lot of kind of dorky guys, right?
Yeah, a lot of people that like social skills. That's probably the majority of the people that I'd seen, just had problems with women in general and would get really shy about meeting up.
So you're really...
It's really nice to see someone come out of their shell as well. And in meeting, they're really nervous and going and start chatting and having a laugh. You can see them relax.
Now, one of the more complicated types of dates you would go on would be with a married man.
Yeah.
But, of course, you go on plenty of those dates because those, you know, married men often want to see escorts.
Do you ask them and do you know, or do you want to know?
But all sorts of different reasons as well, because, you know, some of them are just really genuine guys and, you know, they're lacking, I found, not just the sex, but just the general love and affection from their wives.
Connection.
And it's quite sad, really, to sometimes listen to them just say, oh, I can't, my wife won't let me hold her hand, or I can't put my arm around her in bed, and she doesn't like me to touch her. And it's, it's quite heartbreaking, and you know, after Zoe kind of like sit and just kind of stroke them and stuff, and they would be like, oh, that's so nice. You know, my wife never touches me. And yeah, I find that quite sad because I'm a very tactile person naturally.
So now you should do workshops. This is your future. I got you mapped out.
Yeah.
Workshops for wives on how to, you know, do for your husband what an escort usually does.
See, yeah. I think a lot of wives turn a blind eye to it as well.
They just think, oh,
really good.
I can see he's coming home from work a little bit happier. He's obviously getting it elsewhere, but I don't mind. It means I can focus on the kids and do whatever, get on with my life when he's not having me for sex. I think there is, you know, some situations where that's the case too.
Well, all right, Rebecca, certainly you have a career ahead of you writing. You could write
gorgeous
a column, because this is a very enjoyable book, and I recommend it to, actually, to women who are thinking of being escorts, really. It's packed with information. If you're thinking of this as a side job or a career, you know, it's packed with important stuff. The Girlfriend Experience, My Fun and Adventurous Life as an Escort, Rebecca B. Dakin. And you can also find Rebecca on Twitter. She's another hot Twitter twat.
You can buy the book from Amazon in the U.S.
Right, okay.
From Amazon. And
Amazon
do you have a website, Rebecca?
Yeah, it's thegirlfriendexperience.tv.
Okay.
Thegirlfriendexperience.tv.
There you go.
TV.
All right. Well, good luck to you, and
thank you very much.
We'll see you in the Twitter tree.
Yes. Thanks for
swinging. Thank you very much. Have a lovely evening.
Pleasure.
Bye, Dr. Susie.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so I'm now holding up Rebecca's book, and it shows her mixing a drink, which is a very important part of being an escort. So I am a hostess, not an escort, but I would like to offer drinks. We have a special drink here that Cadence knows about, but she's not having it.
I'm warning you now. Okay. She's going to get what
this
she wants.
Our agua, coca leaf liqueur.
That's amazing.
Who would like a little agua, coca leaf liqueur?
I will try some.
Very good.
I wouldn't drink that anyway.
Beautiful woman-shaped shot glass here.
An hourglass figure.
I have a question about this bottle over here that has a cobra inside. Is that Laotian snake whiskey?
Yes, that is. I think it is. Is that? It's from Thailand, maybe.
Yeah, from Thailand.
You're right. Do you want some of that?
I'm actually down for the green stuff.
The green stuff. Yeah. Okay, but here's what you have to do with the green stuff. This is a ritual. Okay? You have to take this lime salt. This looks like cocaine in a vial, and we were accused of that by people, but it is
doing lines
just
of salt.
Lime salt. And you have to put it on a body part of somebody.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then lick it off. And then you take your shot.
All right. Well.
Okay. So here you go.
Have you come? Come over.
Come on.
Oh, my goddess. Okay. Here we go. Can I make it over here? Here, I thought I would short circuit. Okay. So what do you want to do? Lick my butt?
No.
You want to lick my boobs? Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh. There we go.
So I lick it?
Yeah, lick it.
Right?
Lick it. Nice.
It's like the motto of the porn world, lick it and stick
very
it.
Very good.
Lick it and stick it.
That was good.
45
minutes.
Jesus.
Go over. Would you like an agua?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, 5 more minutes.
Oh.
Like what?
That warmed me up a little bit.
Yeah, it's good stuff, huh? Mm.
I'll try anything.
It was like a triple shot.
It was. It was. You want a triple shot like he had, or just a...
I can hold it just as well as he can.
I bet you can, girl.
That's what she said.
Who's the birthday?
I prefer when she holds it.
You're drinking the Jameson in honor of Chris somebody?
Oh, yeah. It's my friend Chris Gore's birthday.
Oh, Chris Gore. Chris Gore's birthday. Okay.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Well,
happy birthday,
now
Chris.
You're going to have agua in honor of him. But
Jesus.
Also, now, you, wait.
Yeah.
Salt.
I want the same treatment.
Oh,
I'm
my.
Lick it off you.
What is this? I thought you guys
are.
I'm thinking I got a bunch of porn stars
so
will be licking
today.
Off of
but
each
we
other.
But we all love you.
Okay.
You can't invite porn stars to the show and not expect to be getting molested.
She wants us to molest each other, it sounds like.
Right.
Lick it all up, girl. Don't let, any, don't let me be stay salty.
A little bit more.
A little bit more?
Hey, I'm jealous over there. Give it to me.
Now drink up.
I got my shot coming.
I don't have any more boobs, though.
So
I see two more boobs over here.
There you go.
To my right. Surrounded by a titai.
Titai. Okay, so how do you like the agua?
It's good.
Tasty, huh?
Ew, are you serious?
Coca leaf liqueur.
My stomach is just
you want
all
one of those big
trouble right now.
Full on shots here.
Give me a half, and I really want to try the snake whiskey.
Oh, you really want to try the snake whiskey? Okay, you want some, Amanda?
On her ass. I'll do anything you want me to do, girl.
Okay, here you go. Reach, baby.
I better be careful what I say with her.
You got those long arms like that Thai boy there. Yep. Okay. All right. So now here we go. Here's the salt. And Amanda, I believe that he would like something from you, like a surface. A licking surface. Here we go. This is Michael Vegas. Mm. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Unless it's happening at the speakeasy, in which case there's a lot of pictures taken of it. Here we go. I can't see what's going on, so I hope these pictures are good so I can see it later. But I think there's some licking going on of titty here, of Amanda titty. Okay. And did Amanda, did you get your shot here?
I'm trying to get a shot. I got two dicks in my hand.
You got two dicks in your hand? Wait a second. What's going on here? Can I see this? Can I move that far to see the dicks in the hand? A dick in hand is worth two in the bush. Mm. Oh, okay. Oh, but they've got pants on. All right. No, that's good. That's good. It's good to start with pants on. Okay. Mm, look at those Amanda Blow legs. Really? You could be called Amanda Legs.
Huh?
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess I'm not joking around you.
All right. So.
I'll lick the salt off something, but, you know.
All right. So has anyone not received their shot?
Who? I did not.
This, Amanda, here you go. Maybe this is not enough. Here.
So I'm going to lick it off my ass.
Okay, and Michael wanted some of the snake.
I was joking.
Okay, no.
Cobra is scared.
Right now. It's going on your
ass. Help me here.
Cobra is
staring me in the face.
No, you said it.
Okay.
Oh,
I
can
I got
a front row seat. Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Oh,
jeez. Oh, off of Cadence's ass. Good choice. Good choice. Mm. Wow. Oh, nice slow lick. Amanda is now really licking. Oh, she bit Cadence's ass. Wow. Yeah.
She knows what she's doing.
And now she spanks Cadence's ass. Ooh.
Oh, that was a very good spank.
Oh.
That is a very great
I like that with the jeans just down below the cheeks.
Wait, I'm not done.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm.
You're hot. I love it.
Thank you.
Damn.
This is pretty hot. Okay. This is
over
is definitely
face.
Pretty hot, but
hey,
I.
That's hot. Thank you, baby.
We have to mention the one hot time that we did this little agua drinking ritual with Dane Cross, and no, you weren't there that time.
No, I was here with him the first time, I think.
The first time.
He just licked it off my.
He just gave a quick titty lick, yeah, mm-hmm. Just like we had. But no, this was another time. With Annie Cruz.
Oh, God, I love her.
Yeah. And
we love you long time.
She kind of requested that, you know, her salt be on Dane's cock.
Nice.
And she made a really nice little trail right along the cock all the way to the pee hole and licked it right off.
Mm. God, I love her.
And... I'll tell you, up there
she's one of my favorites.
In Agua, you know, kind of corporate headquarters, these pictures are very, very valuable. yeah. That was cool. That was great. And, okay, so now you're ready for the snake?
Absolutely.
Yeah. With the bonobo on the top. Here we go. Here's the snake.
I had bought a bottle of this when I went to Thailand.
You did?
It was taken from me by U.S. Customs because it had an animal in it.
An animal.
So
well, I've always wondered.
I never actually got to try it.
I've always wondered. They say that if you eat the the what is it at the bottom? You eat the snake or whatever. You'll have visions. Uh-huh. By the time you have all that liquor, I think you're going to be having visions.
You're going to be visioning the bottom of a toilet.
Porcelain.
So, can I have your glass, darling?
Look how sexy she is.
Mm. This is a special moment for Mark Vegas.
It's a good color for you, Susan.
Yeah,
it's
going down in the annals of history.
I'm trying to look hippie-esque for Kenny.
I love your
look amazing.
He
amazing.
Really
I
likes my hippie-esque look.
Amazing.
I love it. You're all about the love. Love.
Kenny was
there
born.
Are actually two
Kenny was
snakes
born in the wrong
in here,
time.
You know? There's two snakes. One is wrapped around the other with the head in its mouth.
They like to snuggle.
Yeah. Is this enough, or you want some more?
Sure. That's fine.
That's good?
That's fine. I would like to be awake for the rest of the show.
It does have this animal... definite animal smell to it and taste.
It's like animal.
Animal. Now, speaking of animal, well, here, let me give you this. I have another animal for all you guys. But
smells like home.
By the way, as he's drinking, I just realized that I haven't given the number out.
That's right.
Okay, we're here at Radio Suzy 1, broadcasting live on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation. And we have Misty Dawn, Kenny Stiles, Caden St. John, and Michael Vegas, and Amanda Blow, and Bon John Sin.
I would actually suggest to my fellow cohorts here that this goes down much smoother than the agua. This is smooth.
I would suggest you're
I
very drunk
just
from the agua.
I get everybody drunk.
That stuff is animal.
Well, I'm a whiskey drinker, so
yeah,
this
yeah, okay,
like
it is whiskey. It
I
is whiskey.
I'll try a little bit.
You want to try a little of the snake yeah. snake stuff?
Yes, you do.
I like it when she gets drunk.
I'm a lightweight.
Yeah, it is whiskey. Yeah. Here, let me have your cup here. The
that was,
lady
that was
cup.
Everybody buy that. It's good.
You can smuggle it.
You have
there.
To smuggle it, though. Somebody gave this to me. I think it was a friend of Justin's, was it? Yeah. How did he get it?
Almost tastes
here?
Like paint thinner. A little whiskey.
Yeah, a little paint thinner. Yeah, it's good for you. Puts hair on your chest.
That's right. Yeah.
Or takes it all off.
Wow, it is really smooth. It's really
good, 60%
actually.
Of the time, yeah. Every time.
Huh? This is how she gets you in her web.
Is this it?
No, I make biscuits
no,
and gravy.
It's your looks.
Dude, biscuits and gravy, let me
yeah.
tell you.
I made Michael biscuits and gravy the first time I stayed the night.
He's the biscuits
that?
And gravy guy.
Yeah, he is.
I caught that earlier.
So who's had sex here? Now I need to know
you
the story.
All have sex.
No, I mean
I
with each other.
Her and I banged him.
You banged you banged Amanda?
Oh, I
no,
banged,
you banged
Caden.
Caden.
If you would like to bang, I am here.
Yes, you haven't banged. And,
open invitation.
And you banged Michael?
I actually haven't banged anyone here, so I kind of moved out.
I want to bang you,
get on that.
Why have we not banged? I'm real sad.
I don't know.
That.
I'm just like, is it because I'm Asian?
He's my husband. I can't let
you
have
it. Definitely
Asian.
Not because you're Asian.
Look, you have to beat her in Street Fighter first before you can bang her.
I win in Bomberman. So
now, what's
joke.
The Asian thing? I mean, yes, there is a stereotype in the population of humanity that Asian guys, you know, are not... well endowed enough to be
I doubt that.
Porn stars. That's it. But you obviously, I've seen the pictures, so. I mean, are you.
Have you now?
Full
there's
on
lots
Asian?
Of purring going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you've got them all over your blog.
I actually read a study about they did about Asian men being, like, you know, not as large as men around the world, and they are completely the same. It's just the urban myth I read.
It's yeah. It could be an urban myth.
I'm willing to try.
Look, I think everybody is different, and we should try them out. Let's see.
Right?
I think everyone has, you know, it is a lot to do with social and media and what's
genetics.
I personally think there's equally, like...
genetics.
An equal number of small dick, white and black and Asian and Indian and every... Dude, absolutely. It's not down to race.
Right. Well, let's...
No, yeah. Okay. I grew up in the hood, and I had to hear that shit my whole life. Right. Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, the white boy had got the big swing, and then they see my shit. And the first thing they want to say is, wow, you're big for a white guy. And I'm like, why for a white guy? Why don't you just be big?
Exactly.
Why you
exactly.
got to be all racist?
Exactly. I'm exactly the same, man. Like, South London is predominantly black, and I grew up around black guys. Mm. And, you know, when I went to school and the chicks are talking about the Asian guy, people were like, what?
So all the girls knew how big your penis was?
I'm very fortunate that my dick hasn't really changed size since I was about 15.
Oh my God, you must have been a terror at 15.
Yeah.
I wish you were my friend, playing my doctor.
Wow.
You fell downhill a lot.
We would have had a really
good time. Off balance.
Now, where do you think we get that stereotype? Why do we have that?
It's media. It's yeah. Totally media.
Why does the media make that?
They have a little dick.
Yeah, but there's
judgment.
Not a lot of men or Asian men in porn, period, though.
So why is that?
I think it's probably
I mean, is that like a, part of their belief system?
I think it has to do with the short stature of a lot of Asian culture. You know, they tend to be smaller people.
Yeah.
You
know,
smaller, they're proportionally
smaller.
So
you see small and you go, oh, small things are in proportion. People believe that stuff's in proportion. They're
There's
totally
no
wrong
proportion.
About
Absolutely.
That.
Mm.
So, you know,
that's
visually.
That's because we don't see very many penises.
Right, exactly. So you see the man on the outside and you go, oh, look, he's a small guy.
Like
he must have a small penis.
Yeah. Like, to be fair as well, right? And this may be assisting the negative image of Asian guys, but some of the Japanese porn I've seen, I'm like, well, perhaps, like, let's suggest that the smaller guys are less embarrassed to get on camera. And what about that? Because there is small guys on camera.
Maybe.
And maybe that feeds the stereotype, maybe it doesn't, but... I don't know.
Maybe the Japanese women have small vaginas and just can't handle the bigger
right.
penis.
They do.
I heard Asian girls' vaginas are horizontal.
So. I've heard my vagina is very small.
Wow.
Yes.
I know mine is.
Well,
Cadence and I have tiny vaginas.
Well, the background
I suggest
you come from.
Had a small vagina.
Everybody. You were born in Thailand, and you moved to England at what age?
Two. So,
okay.
I grew up. I grew up in England, so I have a completely Western upbringing. But I was born in Thailand to Thai parents, and
So who moved
it's not
to
genetics.
Thailand? Mother, father, both?
Yeah, my mom actually was a working girl too. So I've been around the working girl industry all my life.
No wonder you spoke about it with such naturalness. Okay, so mom was a working girl, or is? Is mom?
Mom
still
was,
working?
Is. I don't really know. I grew up in care, so separately to her. But every quote unquote auntie that I've ever had is a working girl, and. I've been around the business all my life, so.
So you've kind of been bred on sex.
yeah, you could say that. Yeah.
I guess sex machine, yeah.
No, I guess like openness,
openness
is more than what I would say. It's like no one hid anything from anyone.
Uh huh. Interesting.
It's very like being straight up.
Right. Now, were you born in Bangkok?
Phlong, which is a district. Like it's a. It's the ghetto of Bangkok, yeah.
But there's, of course, a lot of sex professionals in Bangkok. A lot.
The economy is grown up from it.
Right.
And it's culturally and socially a part of it's a part of life out there. So, you know, it's very very accepted.
So, do you think you're going to develop a reputation in Thailand, or have you already?
I got a lot of. I know you hate Facebook, but I got a lot of people from Thailand.
It's okay. You can use
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they love me because they see me like I'm flying the flag for Thailand. And
On Facebook, I've actually had somebody add me because I knew you.
Wow.
Well, yeah, I can actually put in on that one. I have some investors because I produce and direct also, and they're from the Philippines. And one of the first guys they asked me if I could get my hands on was you.
right.
Absolutely.
Wow.
I guess it's like it's part of being the first sort of recognized like mainstream Asian guy. You get a lot of attachment to that with people wanting to pin responsibility to you. And I'm fully like capable to take that on. And I'm proud to just say, hey, you know what? Let's shatter the stereotypes. Let's just be open-minded about everything and you know, give these Asian guys some love too.
No attachments.
I
want to
give these Asian
he's
guys.
He's the lucky Asian guy.
Right.
See,
wow.
I mean,
yes, you're the lucky Asian guy. It's
.com.
True. You give them a lot of inspiration. definitely.
See, I'm from Kentucky, so like I can kind of relate, but I've actually had a really positive response. I'll get emails from people and that I went to high school with that, you know, I was kind of the odd person out, and they congratulate me. And right. It's a very nice feeling.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a brave thing to do.
I had to talk to the county judge once because when I worked for the government at an animal shelter, and they're like, we're getting all these emails that you do this and supposedly sacrificing animals to whatever. And I'm like, I'm a vegetarian. I've been a vegetarian for 9 years, and I was just posting pictures of animals for adoption where I was working. And it's such a small community. One person knows, everyone knows, but I've been really lucky in that I really don't get any hate mail. I get like, you know, power to you from coming from this town of 20,000 people and doing what you want to do.
Like, I'd feel like all of us porn performers are like sexual liberators, because a lot of the people that speak to us are like, you represent what I want to do and what I would love to do, and you're living it out, living the dream. And so maybe that inspires people to be a little bit more sexually adventurous, whatever, and that's a great thing.
Well, I know China is not Thailand, but I have Chinese aphrodisiacs.
Yeah, aphrodisiacs and aphrodisiacs.
Hey.
You know, and when I was first introduced to these, actually it was on this show that we're watching on one of the screens.
With Miko Lee?
Mika Tan from Philippines. Mika Tan, right. She's fantastic. Mika Tan and
Lori Wagner.
Terry Weigel, not Lori Wagner. Terry Weigel. And Monique Damone, I don't know if she's still around, but Terry is certainly classic. And Monique, excuse me, Mika Tan is now up at the Bunny Ranch doing kind of brothel work. So there's a lot of mix and match in the sex world.
And I know that she wanted to break the stereotype too. She
who
actually
wants a Chinese aphrodisiac?
I love aphrodisiacs.
She actually went on a mission.
We all raise our hands.
I'm a redhead. Teacher, I already like it anyway.
Okay. Now, I want you to know that the professor told me
take off the plastic shell. Don't eat it.
Yeah, don't eat the plastic. The white plastic.
That's some good advice right there.
No. Good looking
and, and
good
you,
worldly advice.
You,
the mystical Chinese box.
Yes, it's a beautiful box. And Professor Mel
told
us that these were made of dog dick, antelope dick, and deer dick.
Whatever
all
works.
Up. And he said that to us after we'd already eaten them. But
I don't want a dog's dick in my mouth.
Actually, when we asked for them at the pharmacy, the little Chinese pharmacy guy said, no, they're just herbs. They're herbs. Here. There you go.
It's a fucking big pill.
You have to open up the white part. You snap that open.
Don't eat the white part.
And then there's something wrapped. You can eat the cellophane. Anyway, we have calls now. And in fact, we have Scott on line two who wants to know if there's any exercises to make his penis bigger. I would say
I don't need
hallucinogenic drugs will make you think it's bigger, and that's about all you can do. Okay, he wants to make his penis bigger.
He's
what are we going to do with this?
Learn to eat vagina.
Yeah.
Just forego the penis.
Or get that medical degree or something. So, okay.
Scott,
anyway.
Scott,
are you there? Speak up, Scott. We don't want to think your voice can't be as small as your penis. Come on. Can you speak louder?
I was wondering if there was like no way to make your penis bigger.
To jack off differently to make your penis bigger.
I've heard of a technique called jelking.
Jelking?
It has to do with basically squeeze the base of your cock and just keep moving blood up to the head of the penis. And along the way, it's supposed to stretch the erectile tissue.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're massaging the testicles,
well,
the balls.
As well as the blood rush, there is also a muscle in there. So like any other muscle in your body, you can work it out.
You know, there's something to that, because a lot of guys only have like a three-quarters erection. And even though you can't technically make your penis bigger, you can make it its biggest.
You can hang
a
rock on it, a boulder, like they do in Africa.
That's ball stretching.
Just out of curiosity, Scott, do you feel that your penis is not large enough to satisfy the women that you're with?
Scott?
Scotty.
Can you hear that? Scott, or do you feel your penis isn't big enough? How big is your penis? What's the size?
I can't record him. He's way too low.
I think it's like
Six. Okay, we're going to let you go, Scott, because we can't hear you because your voice is too small. But your penis is not too small. 6 inches is average. We don't feel sorry.
Yeah, it's a little bigger than average.
Scott, six is bigger than average, but I can tell you from the girls that I've slept with, it's just learn to use it right, dude. Like it doesn't have to do anything with how big your cock is. Like you get a few size queens out there. You get a few size queens out that are out there that are like, I just want a big cock. Well, that's their own personal issue. But the majority of women that I've talked to, you know, they don't want a big guy. Yeah. They want a dick.
Let me tell you something. I think as a sex therapist who hears this all the time that guys don't want big penises for women. They don't want them to please women. They want a big penis for themselves.
Yeah, it's the same with women. Like, oh, I have to lose weight. I have to get bigger tits. Really, you're only impressing other girls. Guys like girls the way they are because they like women.
I love me a pinup girl.
Yeah, you know, so I think that that's probably what Scott is feeling. He just wants it himself.
Do you really need that?
What? You know, when he's in the locker room.
I'm a horny bastard anyway. Right. I might as well take this.
I know, right? This is going to be awful. Michael and I are...
Oh, by the way, I'm not saying that it tastes good.
Do I chew this or do I swallow this? Because it looks like I could choke
you. Yeah, don't swallow it. It's not a pill.
Yeah, there was a professional quarterback back in the day.
Take a small bite. Take a small bite because it's got a strong, gritty taste. It does taste a little bit like you might think it's an animal, but I kind of believe the Chinese pharmacist.
It's like a combination of old coffee grinds and dirt.
Yeah. You know,
that's the aphrodisiac. Part.
You like that?
But
I
like it. Yeah, it's
God,
good.
That makes me horny.
What are you doing later?
Good for you too.
I drove all these people in my car, so I plan on having sex with every one of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can I ride with you?
Well, now, since you have that plan, and we've only got 10 minutes left, not that I expect you to start having sex, but I was wondering if you could show us your tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's have a little tattoo show. And we have some very interesting tattoos tonight, you know, on our guests. And I'd like a little explanation.
And we've also got two other people on the
you
line.
You are wearing underwear.
I don't know who they are, but...
Okay.
I have no idea.
We have Derek on the line who wants to know, is incest thought normal? Are incest thoughts normal? Yeah, thoughts. All kinds
thoughts
of thoughts.
All thoughts are normal.
Oedipus complex.
In a way, all thoughts are normal because we have crazy thoughts.
It's how you run them or do they run you?
Okay, let's have him. Let's put Derek on.
What line is he on?
Derek.
What line is he on?
He's on line three.
Hey, Derek.
Hey.
Hi. So you're having some incestuous thoughts, are you, Derek?
Great. I'll be your sister.
What? About your mom or your sister or your cuz?
My mom.
Your mom. Aw, see?
That's normal.
One at a time. Everyone wants to talk to you about your mother.
Isn't the
These are all practicing sex therapists here. All right.
Isn't the Electra
Misty.
Complex?
It's actually the Oedipus complex. Electra is the girl for the daddy.
Yeah.
But close. It's the Oedipus complex. Now... do you want to kill your dad, or is your dad already out of the picture?
But Oedipus killed him on accident.
Yeah, he's already gone.
He's out of the picture.
He's already gone.
I think there's a lot of guys that have this thing about their mom, maybe more than usual, because there's a lot of single moms. And it's not the single mom's fault. It's not anything. It's just a fact of life that, you know, when you've got one caretaker, you kind of focus a lot of your attention there. And also, you feel like, there's no daddy here, so she's got room for me. Mm-hmm. Sort of. I mean, do you really want to have sex with your mom, or you're just fantasizing?
I would.
Have you told your mom about this?
Is she a stepmom?
No, I haven't told her.
Is she a stepmom?
No, she's his real mom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you live with her?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
20.
Aw. And does she have a boyfriend or not?
No.
And is she seductive with you?
Well, she'll come out at night in, like, her pajamas and just panties.
Okay. Pajamas and panties. Like, no pajama bottoms?
I personally
I'm actually not wearing any bottoms right now myself. So do you think that's because she just likes to hang out like that, or do you think she's trying to seduce you?
Maybe both.
What do you really think she feels? I think I'm hearing what you want her to feel. What do you really think she feels?
He really don't know. He's 20 years old.
Reminds me of
last caller when I was here talking about juicing on her face. Did it work?
So now, Derek, you're not coming all over your mom's face in the middle of the night, are you?
Well, she's sleeping and you give her drugs.
No, good. This is not. I do get a lot of guys that are
don't
into their moms.
Don't roofie your mom.
What is that about?
Don't roofie your mom.
I have different guys into moms. I guess I attract that somehow.
I'm attracted to you and you're my mom.
I don't know. Like, I know this might be a little bit abrasive to some people, some listeners, but like, I don't know. I don't think it's that bad. I just think, like, you know.
Coming on your mom's face when you're asleep.
What I'm saying is, theoretically, if your mom was down and you were down, I don't know, do what you gotta do, man.
Do what you gotta
do. She is your first love. She is your first true love. And a lot of people relate love and sex.
When is it?
Well, I would
I just would advise don't come in her.
Right.
Like, don't come in your mom.
That's
incest right there. Don't come in your mom.
No, but I mean, it's not exactly a healthy thing, and maybe he's not going after other women because he's, you know, sticking with his mom. So it's not a real
healthy thing. And you know what? I had a client who was 47 years old, and his mom was like 70, and he'd been in love with her all his life, and he had had a marriage that didn't work out, and he was divorced, and his father was dead, and it was like the end, you know, sort of, he was in middle age, his mother's old, and he wanted to have sex with her more than anything, and he'd wanted this his whole life, and I said, okay, go ahead. But when a 20-year-old guy says he wants to have sex with his mom, I say, give other women a chance, please.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, give them a chance, because I mean, even though theoretically I agree with Kenny.
I mean, it is. I agree with Kenny.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're so liberated, Max.
I think
so liberated.
That this whole thing,
it's not a healthy thing, though.
Nothing is healthy.
Holding on to your mother is like, I mean, it's a safe thing because you know your mother's never going to hurt you. And
she might actually train you,
right?
To go and get a chick.
See, I think
I don't know, Kenny, did your mother train you?
I didn't grow up with my mom. I don't know if I would bang her or not because I'm not really attracted to her. But I'm just saying, theoretically, if you're all down and you're just gonna be happy and it's just what it is, and I don't think you should feel shame about your thoughts.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
There's nothing wrong with thoughts.
Don't feel bad about you think.
That's exactly what I think. You have the thoughts, you know, like,
but
people have twisted thoughts
them.
Every day. Don't act on them. You know,
I mean,
live out that fantasy. Keep
I
want
to kill people.
Keep that in your fantasy world as, you know, your little thing.
Can I say this?
I grew up in a Mormon family.
Wait. I think if she's...
Oh, we attract a lot of Mormons.
You got 4 minutes.
Wait, I think if she's down for it...
Four minutes.
With only 4 minutes, I cannot recommend that you have sex with your mother.
But I think if she's down for it, go for it.
Even though, theoretically, I could agree with Kenny.
Listen, if she jumps you, don't fight.
Don't hold back. Go for it.
Just
don't come in your mom.
However, if she wants it.
No, please.
If it's mutual,
make sure she has birth control.
Wait, mutual. Mutual.
Okay, last 4 minutes, Kenny. I'm sure you understand.
Take your clothes off, Dr. Susie.
Yes.
4 minutes. You have to take off your clothes.
4 minute lightning strip.
I was wondering where that came from. I don't have any tattoos.
Let's give out some websites.
I want to see the tattoos.
Okay, and let's...
I'll show you.
Ready, go.
Okay, here we go. This is Misty Dawn. And what is your website, Misty, as you're showing off here?
Meow. MistyDawn.com.
Okay, I will repeat that as you remove your dress. This is Meow Misty Dawn. No panties at all.
They're
look at
so
this.
Overrated.
Look at this beautiful tattoo.
Wow.
Actually, I didn't notice this. These are like swans on either side of
Never mind a tattoo.
Beautiful swans on either side of a lovely vulva. And, of course, the wings go off into the butt beautifully. Oh, yeah. Nice.
I love those stockings.
Nice. Let's pull up the dress.
Look at that.
Or do we pull down the dress? What do we do? Oh, and here we have
this.
Down and up.
We have the breastplate. Now, that's very interesting. Describe that.
It was my first tattoo, actually.
Mm-hmm. Hey, she's fancy.
It's a heart with wings. It says, as I breathe, I hope.
As I breathe, I hope.
Wow.
Oh, okay. When did you get that?
The day I turned 18.
Wow.
You know, as long as you're alive, there's always hope. Could always be worse.
Absolutely. That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
We're down.
Okay, Kenny, tattoos?
I don't have any tattoos.
You have no tattoos?
I don't have any.
you should strip. Well, yeah, let's see.
You know, I've
take
been
your shirt
thinking
off.
You're an honest guy.
Go, Kenny.
Okay, here we go. Go, Kenny. Yeah, here we go. Okay, nice. What do you got there? Describe one of them. What's on your breastplate here?
Oh, so I got some things that represent some things.
Okay, what's your
that
website?
Happened in the past. That's it.
That's it.
Okay. But my website is theluckyasianguy.com. So
luckyasianguy.com.
Mother.com.
Just says my name and address in case I get drunk and lost.
Oh, okay, great. You're very helpful.
Cadence,
you're up.
I'm glad Max said that, not me.
I've already shown my tattoos on this show.
Yeah, but I want to
see
them.
We haven't seen them lately. You haven't gotten any new ones?
I think Cadence should just get naked.
Look, they're all new to me, Cadence.
Everything is new every time. Take it off. Everything's new every time.
Mm-mm-mm. Cadence is looking good, I must say. Younger than ever. Oh, she's got her leopard bra on.
I like the leopard bra.
I like it, too.
I like the leopard bra, too. Like,
there's a 69 in there, by the way.
There's a 69?
Which she and I enjoy
doing. Or is it Gemini?
Doing.
It's 69.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it's for the year. Not
okay. Go for the jeans. Undo the jeans. Yep. Undo the jeans.
You're out of time.
It's for the year and not the sex position.
All right. We are out of time, so I have
one
to
more
say.
Second.
Website. Website.
OiTomboy.com.
Website.
Just It's Michael Vegas at Twitter.
And website.
Amanda Blow XXX.
Pants on.
Good.
Okay. I want to thank all my fabulous guests. Don't put your pants on. Kenny Styles,
pants off,
Misty
off.
Dawn,
yes,
Caden St. John, Amanda Blow, Michael Vegas, Bon Johnson, and Rebecca Dakin, author of The Girlfriend Experience. And I want to thank you, my darling listeners, my viewers, for having me in your home, your mansion on a hill, or your cardboard box. I want you to be good, be happy. Try not to hurt anyone, especially your mother. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you.
You're amazing.
I love you.
You're amazing.
Thank you,
you're
Susie.
Amazing.
Don't come in your mom.
You can talk to her.
Don't come in
no,
the
don't
mom.
Okay, come on over here. Come on over here. Don't put your shirt
but
on.
My day
leave
job
the
is...
Just, yeah, we're going to do a little picture
Block
here.
Institute for group the Erotic picture. Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide.